You're listening to Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne. This is a time of major change here on planet Earth. You've probably noticed a lot of us are facing big challenges, going through big changes, finding ourselves in stressful situations. It can be pretty hard to cope. My next guest says there's a group of beings from outside of planet Earth who want to assist us here in the major shift that's taking place. Christine Day is a healer, an internationally known spiritual teacher and author, lecturer. She's written the book Pleiadian Principles for Living, a guide to accessing dimensional energies, communicating with the Pleiadians, and navigating these changing times. She's also known as the ambassador for the Pleiadians. Christine, thank you so much for joining me today. First of all, who are the Pleiadians?
Well, the Pleiadians are from the starburst, the seven starburst energies, often called the seven sisters. And they are here on this earth plane. They actually, in their own incarnation, they're not in spirit form, but they are here as part of a pre-agreement. Their mission for their lifetime is to be here on the earth plane to assist us as human beings to bring ourselves into an awakened state of being so that we can be aware of our spiritual natures and begin to align to the new dimensional energies that are here on the earth plane. So they're here to assist us, bringing us information and transmitting light initiations so that we can awaken or reawaken to and reconnect to ourselves.
And what is their interest in helping us here on earth to do that?
Well, they are part of a universal team, actually. They're part of the universal community that are here on planet earth in all sorts of roles to support us in working with this huge dimensional shift that's taking place on our planet Earth. We're moving from a third dimensional planet to a fourth, fifth dimensional planet. And they are here to support us in their way, which is to bring understanding to us as human beings of the dimensional changes that are taking place, to assist us in navigating those changes, and also to support us in bringing the energies of realignment to us so we can begin to realign back to our awakened sacred natures. But most important, the Pleiadians say, is the acceptance of our own human aspect here on this earth plane, and to honor and treasure ourselves for the journeys we've taken, and to understand that we've come here to learn through our mistakes. So the mistakes that we make are actually learning experiences, and so we can begin to accept ourselves and end this internal separation within ourselves and bringing the understanding of that to us so that we can start to really open past the illusion of what we've been taught on this earth plane to be true, and to move us into a more aligned truth with the rest of the universe.
What are some of these new truths that we might not have been aware of?
Well, nothing's new, Lisa, but like, for example, that in we strive for perfection, and we can only become enlightened through becoming perfect. And through that lie, everyone is striving to do things perfectly in order to be enlightened. And the fact is, we can't do it perfectly. We actually are not supposed to be doing things perfectly. We're actually supposed to make the mistakes in order to learn, and then bring that information, that understanding, to evolve as a human being, and knowing that we are going to continue to make mistakes for that learning process. And the enlightenment really is our own self-resurrection of ending an internal separation and beginning to really see ourselves as imperfect and loving ourselves in that vulnerability of our humanness. And as we do that, the separation ends inside, and we begin then to move very quickly into aligning to our sacred natures. But while we're in separation trying to be perfect, we cannot align to the sacred part of ourselves. So that lie that's been perpetuated of being perfect, we learn at first we're perfect in order to be loved. And then we're trying to be perfect because we can't be enlightened until we become perfect. So there's this whole process, this lie that's perpetuating a struggle within us and the understanding that there's no matter how hard we try, we can't get it right. We can't do it perfectly. And so there's this self, this self kind of, this breakdown of self, kind of condemnation and feeling like we're not good enough. So there's this whole cycle that's been created through the illusion that's here. And that's one of the very big ones, I feel, that has stopped many of us from really taking these steps towards ourselves and honoring ourselves for our humanness and our vulnerabilities.
And there's so much chaos right now in the world. And you were mentioning earlier shifting from the 3D world to the 4th and 5D world. Is this chaos what's going to kind of like a tumbled stone to get polished? Is that what's pushing us to get to where we need to be?
Yeah, this discrepancy, it's really like a discrepancy. And I don't mean a bad one. But what it's doing is with the light coming onto the earth plane, the shadow energy inside of us is starting to shake. You know, that dense part of us, the pain, the struggle, the tiredness, the old pieces inside of ourselves that we haven't been willing to feel are starting to kind of shake and vibrate out. And the mirror that the universe is giving us, like we attract all these experiences in life to mirror what's inside of us. So we're all being shaken up. And it's not a punishment. It's actually to help us evolve and to start to understand what's inside and who we are. And so we're getting this turmoil. And the world itself is responding to that. You can see all the conflict. It's like everything's becoming magnified because of the energy shifts that are taking place on the earth plane. So it's a challenging time. But what we need to remember is that what we need to learn and understand is right in front of us with everything that is coming towards us right now. So if you can just stop and take a breath and say, okay, let me feel what's going on, what this situation is bringing up inside of me. Let me feel. Is it fear? Is it something else that it's triggering? And if you're willing to stop and open up and just take a breath and be with those feelings and allow them to move out, then that situation can change because it's done its job. And that way, we begin to work with a new way of understanding our life right now and the way we can flow and be part of a conscious choice action rather than being dragged along, you know, and feeling like a victim. We start to see and say, okay, this is what is going on. This is what I need to feel. This is who I am. And just really willingly open up through conscious choice to align to the support that's here for all of us right now.
And as you were mentioning, so sometimes it's being with the feelings or being with the situation rather than pushing it down, because if you're not getting the lesson, it might come to you in a lot of different ways until you do.
It does. That's exactly it. It resurfaces, but it resurfaces in another intensified way. Because every time you refuse to look at it, the universe says, oh, okay, we just need to send a stronger message. So, you know, but, you know, when we go into that victim mode, then it feels like we're out of control, like a leaf in the wind. And it's scary. It's really scary.
Yeah, and it's a scary time for a lot of people right now. You've got so much great information on your website, Christine Day, at ChristineDayOnline.com, and we're linking also to your site from Lisa.fm.
Perfect.
Now, you first encountered the Pleiadians in 1994. What was your life like then? Were you already on the spiritual path, or was this a shock? And how did they come to you? Were you able to see them?
It was an amazing thing, because I have a background of cult ritual abuse. My parents put me in a cult from the time I was 2 to 13. So I was a real mess. And, you know, I'd been broken down and broken down. So at 31, when I'd had a very difficult young adulthood and really living in a lot of heavy depression. And at 31, I was diagnosed with advanced systemic lupus and given a few months to live. And, you know, my life was a mess. I was a mess. I had no beliefs. I had no connection to the church, nothing with healing or spirituality. But here I was in the hospital realizing, you know, that I wanted to die, realizing I'd created something to kill myself. And that was really an amazing understanding that, and I feel like it was a real intuitive moment where I was given this understanding. And at the same time, I was given the understanding that if I could create something to kill myself, I could create my own healing. And that was astounding to me because I didn't believe I was capable of doing anything.
Wow, yeah, that's really deep, insightful.
It was profound. So I knew in that moment, it was, again, intuitive because I wasn't connected to spirit or healing or anything. I had nothing, no connections. I left hospital that day knowing if I was to live, I had to change my life. And yet I didn't know what that meant either because my life was really a mess. But it was a few months later that I was walking in nature, turned a corner, and here's this huge Pleiadian ship. I mean, and I didn't believe in spaceships or aliens at that time.
Wow.
And these Pleiadians were walking out of the ship and telepathically communicating with me. It's almost like they knew they had to get to my consciousness before I freaked out as a human being. And I received this communication, and they reminded me of my pre-agreement to act as their Pleiadian ambassador for this lifetime, my mission. I remembered everything before I came into this lifetime, what I had pre-agreed to do. It was unbelievable.
Wow. What did they look like? What did they look like?
Well, they vibrate. They're from the fifth dimension, which is unconditional love. So they were giving me love like I had never experienced before. It was like I was being filled with this light. And they are vibrating at a much higher rate than we are. So they're tall and thin, and all you see is the light vibration of them because of the, you know, this discrepancy of third dimension and here, and their fifth dimensional bodies. So they're like a slightly like a liquid mass. And it was a profound change. I don't remember getting home that day. When I found myself, I was in bed, filled with this light still, and they were around me energetically then communicating telepathically. And I was in bed for 2 months while I was transformed.
Wow.
And I was awakened. Wow. And it's since then, that was 20 years ago now, probably, about 20 years ago. And my life transformed, and I just started receiving these incredible teachings, and my life was filled with joy. I was totally healed, and I've been symptom-free for, you know, over 20 years now. So it's been a profound time, and they have been with me ever since, and I've been going out teaching internationally around the world.
Right, you've been in Brazil recently. Is there a big following in Brazil for Pleiadians?
There's a huge following. I've been there for 12 years now, spending between 4 to 6 months a year in Brazil. There seems to be a hotbed of connection there. The Brazilians have these incredible open hearts. They've received a lot of the teachings. And I do large transmissions with groups of 3,000 people at a time in theater-style venues. And I teach groups, you know, for 2 weeks at a time, different levels of the Pleiadian energies and initiations. But I flow and travel through the States. I work in Europe and Israel and Argentina and Canada. Yeah, so my work has been very, 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 very exploded. And I just feel very grateful and honored for the privilege of doing the work I'm doing. You know, I'm very committed.
Yeah, very powerful. And on your September message on your website, ChristineDayOnline.com, you do a transmission there. So anyone who's listening that wants to see what that's like, do you do that every month?
We do broadcasts generally every second month where we teach the tools, that the light initiations that align you back to your sacred nature. It's not the Pleiadians manipulating your energy. They actually open up an energetic womb where you begin to align back to your own sacred self. And then there's tools that you learn, and you work with sacred sounds and tools. Now, this year, it's really interesting. We used to do one every second month. This year, because of the different dimensional shifts that are happening on the planet, they've got one September 1st. We had one in June, one in September 1st. We have one October 27th and one December 29th. And these are all created to align, work and support you with the dimensional shifts on the earth plane that are going to be taking place at certain times between now and the end of the year. So it's, you know, you can, they're all free, and you can watch them a number of times, and they create a multi-dimensional birthing of your sacred nature. And very powerful and beautiful what they bring through. Very special.
Right, and very powerful.
The Pleiadians work with these amazing crystal vortexes, and they get me to what they call dial the crystals. So I move the crystals through their guidance, and they open up different dimensional spaces where you can physically heal, where you can align to the other levels of your sacred energy. It's really amazing, the work that goes on. And we have the Lemurian energies come in. I work very closely also with Mother Mary.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Mother Mary energies, is she part of it? Is she tied in with the Lemurians, and what is her connection to the Pleiadians?
Well, she works side by side with the Pleiadian energies. And in the seminars and any work I do, she's very strongly imprinted me over the years. And we have a very, very strong connection that she works through me. So it's very beautiful. I also work very closely with the Christ energy. And the Christ energy works with the Pleiadians. And we have a lot of angels and the light beings come in. And they're all working as part of this universal community for the transformation, you know, of us as human beings. So, you know, we have all of those energies coming in that work in the seminars and in any of the work I do. So,
have you had Mary Magdalene come through?
Very strongly. I've worked with her. And, you know, my connection with her has changed my life. I think, you know, because I didn't really have a mother growing up, she has helped me heal tremendously. There's been miracles that have occurred for me in my transformation from my past, because it was very traumatic and it did break me down, and I feel like I've had a tremendous healing because of her. She has been by my side holding me much of the time.
Mm. Mother Mary or Mary Magdalene?
Well, they're both playing out their role with me. Mother Mary, absolutely, and Mary Magdalene is also coming in and bringing teachings and understandings for me of being a woman, of a quality of love that is very different from Mother Mary's, but very strongly bringing the strength and the love, and really bringing a teaching around that, very strong.
Mm, the feminine, strong feminine energy, so needed right now, in connection with the masculine energy as well, but it's
bringing in that balance. And you know, when in the workshops themselves, Lisa, it's beautiful, because people would get the direct experience of, especially Mother Mary, she comes in very strongly and touches people deeply in the seminars, and it's really profound to watch how she works and the beauty she brings. You know, it's really inspiring. Mm,
so sweet and so soothing, I'm sure, in times like this.
Oh, it is. And people need, you know, it's a lot for people right now. People need to really, need to be able to get the information to understand what is going on so they can participate. You see, we all need to participate here. We came here, we all said yes to being here at this time, and we have to remember that. I think that's a really important thing. And so if we've said yes to being here, then the Pleiadians talk about conscious choice and the importance of us consciously choosing right now to come back to a sacred alignment with ourselves. And part of that is coming back to loving our human aspect and accepting ourselves in our imperfections. And I think that's, you know, I love they bring some very base information for us so that we can progress, we can step forward as a human being and say yes to being here and consciously begin to choose that path of being here and taking our place and playing out our roles. And we need information for the clarity of that. We can't do it if we're confused or if we don't understand what that process is. And I think the Pleiadians bring that clarity. That's part of their role, is to bring the clarity just to the normal human being. So everyone can step forward and just really begin to say yes to being here and knowing what to do and how to do it, you know.
Wonderful. Great information. Thank you so much for joining me here at Lisa.fm. Christine Day, ChristineDayOnline.com is your website with lots of great events and a great free information videos.
Thank you so much. It's really lovely being on the show and just being able to get the message out for people to begin to be able to really take those steps forward.
Great. And again, you spoke about it earlier in the podcast, but just to be reminded again, as we go, it's about surrender and trust and self-love. That's the message of the Pleiadians in a capsule?
that and understanding the role our humanness plays and the importance of accepting that humanness, that imperfection, as part of ending the separation inside for enlightenment.